And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. The city of Tulsa unveils its blueprint for improving a 30-block area that includes the BOK Center and the Cox Business Center. Planning and design firm MKSK's Chris Herman says the Arena District Master Plan should make a more cohesive gateway for the city's visitors.
The really critical assets that you have here, how do we better connect them both within the district and to downtown? And part of that is creating an active, vibrant 18-hour neighborhood.
The plan calls for three major projects: an expanded convention center with hotel, redeveloping the Page Belcher Federal Building, and a new Denver Avenue Transit Center. Your natural gas bill will be going down next month. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission has ordered ONG to return $22 million to its customers because of a windfall from the 2017 tax cut. The Educational Television Authority and its fundraising foundation are at loggerheads. The OETA board voted yesterday to split from its foundation. The foundation had earlier gone to court over the OETA board. It was so intense at yesterday's board meeting that the Highway Patrol was called in for security. No surprises at organizational day at the state capitol. Republican Senator Greg Treat was elected to be the Senate President pro tem. Meanwhile, over in the House.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct honor to announce that Representative Charles A. McCall has been elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 57th Oklahoma Legislature.
The legislature will get down to business at the first of next month. The Tulsa EduCare program has a new executive director. Cindy Decker's resignation from the Tulsa School Board was earlier this week. She is hoping to develop strategic partnerships with other education organizations.
We want to help support other groups in our city that serve young children so that we can all learn together.
Tulsa's program to reach economically disadvantaged learners is considered a national role model. Our weather forecast: sunshine but cool today, 51 for a high. Mostly clear and cold tonight, 27 for a low. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with some late day rain possible and a high of 51. National Weather Service radar shows no rain right now. It is clear and 33 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.